Hi guys, welcome back to our second episode.
Hello, how are you? How are you doing?
How's your week?
Good, a little bit stressful. I am in university at the moment, so yeah, just busy. How was yours?
My week, yeah, I'm not in university, so my week was really chilled. I'm just doing nothing, gymming and just trying to get my life together, but nothing much.
Working towards your future self, yeah. Basically.
We also wanted to say that we are just overwhelmed
by the millions.
Millions.
Of listeners.
We have just overtaken Call Her Daddy in the ranks. And we're coming for Joe Rogan's podcast as well.
Joe Rogan? Who?
So, yeah, we have spent... I've actually... Take it back. What have I done this week? I've spent the week replying to hundreds of thousands of DMs and reviews. I've been looking through them, scrolling. Yeah. It's just insane. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, jokes aside, thank you actually to everyone who did tune in to
which
our
is
first episode.
Our parents. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, we hope that you did enjoy it and you didn't just watch it, but I mean, not watch, listen to it just because you were like, oh, what are these goals?
But if you did, that's okay because it's still a view. We're going to start once again with our fave find. I went first last time, so you can go first.
So my fave find, it isn't actually something that like I discovered recently, but I just thought it would be a cool thing to talk about. And some people might laugh at me, but basically I have recently got into starting my week reading my horoscope. I know that it's quite a contentious topic, but I just thought I'd share because it's just a fun thing to do. Like, I do it on a Monday morning. I also often sort of like journal on a Monday or in the evening, and it's just a really nice way to start your week and sort of just have something. Maybe you're a bit down about your week, but your horoscope says like on Thursday something's gonna happen to you, like something to look forward to, and it sort of just makes you think a bit deeper about what the things like that happen to you mean and stuff. So yeah, do with it what you please. I know that some people think that it's a load of bollocks, but I've just really enjoyed hearing what the universe has in store for me.
That's good.
And also, to be fair, there have been days where like my horoscope will say like this is gonna happen, and I know maybe it's pseudo-scientific, I'm looking for like that event to happen, but then something along those lines does happen, so yeah. And then I'm prepared for it.
That's good. I like that one.
Yeah. And you, Maxine?
My fave find I'm actually going to do is Preview. It's an app.
Okay.
And it basically allows you to like upload photos and then organize what you want your feed to look like.
Oh, I think I've had one of those apps before.
Yeah. So it's free. You don't have to pay for it at all. Mm-hmm. And you put it on and you can... also like schedule stories, which is quite interesting.
Cool.
I've never used that yet, but you can basically just upload all the photos you want without actually uploading them onto Instagram, and you can see how your feed looks and rearrange it, and you can also schedule posts on the app.
I've done that once or twice.
You can like write the caption and schedule it in case, because some people have like good times to post when they're asleep or whatever the case is.
Depending on your demographic.
Yeah, so you can schedule it. So it's called Preview. And
that's really cool.
It's a really cool app. Yeah.
Preview.
Which kind of links us.
You can sponsor us if you want.
Yeah, Preview, please. Slide into our emails. It's grwmpodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, Preview, that kind of goes into our first topic, which is social media.
Yes.
For starters, I think like the main thing that we should speak about is just the difference in social medias when it comes to Kate and I.
Yeah.
So,
Max is an influencer. I am an influenced.
I mean, I feel like the first like obvious difference between us is Kate has a private account.
Yeah.
And I have a public account.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have a private account? Let's start there.
Well... I'm very selective about like who follows me. So I know a lot of people have private accounts, but they just let anyone follow them. I actually don't do that. Like I only, they're people who I know really, well, like, I mean, like sometimes it depends on the day, you know, if I'm like, oh, this is an ego boost that this person wants to follow me, I'll let them follow me. Yeah, but I didn't always used to do this, but recently I have been become a little, I mean, I have become a little bit more selective.
Yeah.
About who wants to follow me. And yeah, I mean, I'm not doing social media like for any other purpose than to share my life. So
it's for like friends, close friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my Instagram used to be like that for a long time when we were in school. I also had a private account. I think I definitely had liked it. I wasn't too selective. I would let people follow me.
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was private and it was more just for family and friends, kind of like how my Facebook is. And then as things happened, I just opened it up. But yeah, I think that's probably definitely the biggest difference between us. And the fact that I post frequently and you
I
post don't like to post frequently.
You know, it's not even like I don't like. I feel like I don't ever have, excuse me.
Sorry, just having a little water break.
Sorry, guys, I don't have COVID. I'm going to the ENT. I have nose issues. Deviated septum. But I don't really take photos.
Yeah.
I always say I'm going to take photos, and then I just don't take photos.
I mean, that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I used to also never, like before, I had a public account. I also used to have the same issue. Like I never had photos, and I always wanted to post, and I never had anything. Now, I have things to post. I
make Max's Instagram feed has been popping off.
I do. I have an Instagram friend, so I take things, photos like with her, and that helps a lot.
Tell me, did you meet over Instagram?
Yeah, actually, funny enough, we met like a week ago. I was one of those things where like I followed her and she followed me, but I'd actually never met her in person.
Yeah.
And when I actually messaged her because I've seen things online on TikTok and all that with people who take pictures together, like friends. And unfortunately, as for now, unless we get a million views on this, maybe Kate will take it seriously. But I don't have any friends who do, and I don't like the thought of like, so for instance, like you, I don't like the thought of like making you take pictures of me and then it not being reciprocated. I know that not necessarily has to be like that, but I would feel bad if I got you to come like sit for like 2 hours taking pictures of me and then we just...
And also I wouldn't necessarily be very good.
Because yeah, I'm sure you would, but like I would feel bad. So this was just, I like messaged her and I said like, I can see that you're like wanting, or your Instagram is like developing and you're wanting to take pictures. Yeah. Because before then, it was just my mother taking pictures of me. And she is great. Car, if you're listening, Car Bay, you're fantastic. But I do feel bad for her. Like, you know, she is over 50. And I'm making her squat on the floor of a parking lot to, like, get that angle. And I just, her back, I mean, shame.
Moms of Instagram.
Yeah, Karen is really just doing the most. But I do feel bad. And also, she needs to do things during the day. I mean, I can't just be like, Mom, come here, come here, come here. So I got a hold of her and I was like, I've seen this. Like, would you like to get together? And we met up. And it was so great because we both have, like, similar ideas with what we want with pictures.
Like and a it style worked, that you...
Yeah, very similar style. And it worked so well. And we were quick. It was literally, like, 2 hours. We jumped in our cars. We were, like, changing outfits. And it was, like, literally the best thing that I've done.
Was it in a parking lot?
It was.
I really hope you brought weapons.
I had a taser in my car. But other than that, we actually didn't meet anyone or, like, see... No, like,
it was a deserted parking lot.
No. It was busy. But, like, no one... Everyone was doing their thing. Like, no one came towards us.
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall.
It looked a little funny, I'm not going to lie. Like, a few bits. And, like, we were in, like, odd positions and people did give us a few stares. But no one, like, came towards us and I didn't feel uncomfortable.
Good.
But no, it was great. But, yeah, hopefully Kate will up her Instagram and... Maybe one day. Do you think you would?
I think maybe. Don't know. I just, I'm very like, okay, so Max and I did a photo shoot to get a picture for the cover art for this, and like, wow, that was out of my comfort zone. Like,
I'm impressed with you.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable in front of the camera, just because I can't take myself seriously. Like, whenever I'm like smizing or whatever, I'm like, I know what you look like right now, and it's just don't. But
the photos came out so well.
Yeah, the photos were super cute.
What do you think? Like, just because I don't think I've ever asked you, like, because you obviously like don't take photos. Do you like look at it? Do you think it's weird that other people do? Like, do you look at it and think?
No, I'm like, you go girl. Oh, really? Like, I wish I had the confidence.
Okay,
to do
so you
this.
Don't look at it and yeah. think like, what the?
No, I mean, like sometimes. I don't know,
you
do. Like,
you can
I
be
think,
honest.
I think some girls, and you know what? It's your body, like, you do with it what you want, and, like, there is more of a movement towards, like, stop, like, objectifying women. But I think there are sometimes, like, when you see people's Instagram accounts, and you just think, like, you don't need to be doing that much. Like, you're a pretty girl or pretty yeah. guy. Like, don't try that hard. Like, you don't need to, like, do that sort of, like, be as like revealing or whatever, but that's just me, and like there's no judgment. It's more just like you don't need to like
do
be
that.
Posting those sort of photos to get the likes, like you're pretty.
Okay, I just wondered. I thought maybe you were like, what are they doing?
No, I follow a lot of accounts that are very like Pinteresty vibes. Yours is kind of like Pinteresty.
Yeah,
please everyone go follow Max.
Thanks, guys.
You can request me, but you know, we'll
I
see.
I mean, you'll be lucky if you get in.
I don't even know my handle.
Mine's max.scofield.
Let's see. What is my handle?
I think yours is Kate_Macon.
At Kate_Macon_.
Oh, two.
Get
some quirky.
Saucy content. Maybe that's why I have a private account.
Speaking about social media. With boyfriends, let's talk about that. Do you, well, yours is private, so you do post with your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really post with my boyfriend. I used to, and then I stopped. One, because he just doesn't like to take photos with me.
Yeah.
I would love for him to just be an e-boy model and really get, if you're listening, like get into those positions and like that take a really cool photo, but that's not him. So
it's
he just
guy that I know.
Yeah, he just like stands and smiles, and that's just not fitting. And also I do like to somewhat keep it private. A lot of people have been messaging me though, like asking if we broke up, like wondering where he is. I'm like, he's there.
But also, I mean, like your feed is very like, it's a specific look. It's very Pinteresty, it's very aesthetic, and it's hard to take photos with your boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's right.
Unless he's like doing the same.
Unless
thing.
You get really cool aesthetic pictures together, I'm not just gonna post like the picture my mom and I took of us at like the beach. It's just not. I put it on Facebook, but Instagram, I don't know. It's just not my.
And that's fair. Like you're using that as a platform to promote your brand, so you must post what fits your brand.
When it comes to boyfriends and boyfriends having social media. And not posting, following and liking other girls. Let's just get straight into it.
Okay. I think my opinion on guys liking, following Insta models and raunchy photos or whatever has definitely changed since like my boyfriend and I started dating, because I was 16. So obviously like when you're 16, most girls are pretty insecure and it's not that much of a mature relationship. So like, I mean, I don't really have a problem with him like following Insta models or whatever, just because it's like, he's never gonna get them. And like, you know what, to be fair, most guys watch porn and like, it's essentially the same thing. It's like following these girls to get a kick out of it or whatever. The only thing I've ever like said to him that he should maybe just think twice before doing is like with girls that we know, if they're posting like an ass picture, like of your bum, like you're posting it, everyone knows what you're doing. Just think twice about maybe liking the photo. because it sort of just sends like a bit of a weird message. Do you agree? Yeah.
Well, I think it's funny because we're in a slightly different situation because my boyfriend doesn't have Instagram, the app anymore, even on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not on Instagram at all. Like, I have to, when I ask him to do something or look at something, he has to go on Safari and like type up Instagram. Like, he doesn't have it. So nowadays I don't have, like, we don't have too many, or I don't have too many issues with it because he's never on it. But your situation is slightly different because your boyfriend is almost like me, where he has like a career and like a business with Instagram. So he's on Instagram.
That's detached from his personal account.
Yeah. More frequently. I think with, well, now, like, literally when I go on my boyfriend's Instagram, it's actually like laughable. We can always compare our feeds, and I've got like all these like naked girls on my
feed, and he just has
business and football.
Yeah,
and business and football.
My boyfriend, it's like fitness, inspiration and stuff. So like, yeah, I think, but I do think though, like, if you're dating someone who follows like all of these girls that look nothing like you and it's making you so self-conscious and not feel good enough, like, definitely like have a conversation with them and just explain it from your side. Like, maybe they'll understand.
I remember the only time that we've ever really had an issue was also, I mean, the same thing, because we've been dating since 15. So back then I was probably like upset about everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But when, not that I'm mature now, but when I was a little bit more mature, I remember my only thing that I've always said about with my boyfriend is that I just wanted to be reachable.
And yeah,
what I mean
realistic.
By this is like, so he used to like follow all the, if you haven't seen me on Instagram, I'm brunette, but he used to have all these
the
girls on Instagram that were like blonde and also not naturally like straight up, straight down. Like, I'm slightly more on the curvy side.
But I mean, that's the side to be on.
But
at the moment.
You know what I mean? Like, so that's like my body shape. So I'm more on like that side. And he used to follow like all these like blondes. Nothing. I don't have anything against blondes, but all these blondes that were like very, very skinny. Where?
But I mean, that is beautiful
is
in itself.
No, which is great.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to him, I was like, when I see you on Instagram or I go on your Instagram or whatever the case is, it makes me feel like you have a type and that's like your type or that's like your want. And I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to him, like, I have no issue with you following goals, but could you just try and make those goals slightly more like attainable, like more reachable? Like,
but you know, I think that even can be applied to as girls who we follow. So I, when I was younger, like, now I'm pretty much like okay with who I am, you know, like, you, as you grow, like, I mean, I'm only 22, but still, like, as you age, you do become more like comfortable and you realize, like, you know, there's only so much you can change. You just need to learn to love yourself. But I used to be a lot more insecure when I was younger. And a big thing that helped me, I also used to follow the Alexis Wrens, the Steph Claire Smiths.
I used to do the exact, and
And I realized that every time I saw pictures of them in a bikini or whatever, I would have a negative reaction, and not because I have anything against them, but because I didn't look like them. So I think, like, if anyone is feeling the same, the biggest thing that helped me is I just unfollowed every single girl that, like, made me feel sad when I looked at her, like, saw her posts, and it helped me so much.
Oh, definitely. I think it's both ways, like, for your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
But also for yourself, I remember doing the same. I used to go on Instagram and I used to go off the app feeling bad.
That's the thing about social media, is like, you are as much responsible for the content you put out as you are for the content that you are exposed to. Like, obviously there's algorithms and stuff, and like all these apps are sending us like sponsored posts and stuff based on what they think we'd like. But if you start changing what you're following, what you're liking, it will also change what the apps are sending you, and you can make it a much more positive platform to use if you're just like a little bit more selective with who you follow and like conscious of, is this person making me smile or making me angry or like whatever.
I also think on that there's the Facetune and the retouch and all of that stuff, and there's so many people out there that post really good, like, honest and raw content, like Chelsea King and like all of those type of girls that also like leave, like, you follow and you leave the app feeling like, wow, why did I look like that? And I've also found like following people that are more raw and real and don't post just highlights,
yeah,
but like more honest photos has also made a huge impact.
Yeah, definitely. But then again, like also I'm like, I don't have anything against people using Facetune, you know, like if them, even if it's, you're completely distorting your body image, like if you're posting that and at the end of the day, like you feel happier about yourself, then fair enough. But yeah, I know that if I follow those people, it becomes like a bit of a toxic environment for me. So I just choose not to follow.
I think I have an issue with the Facetune stuff. I always think like use it to enhance. But the moment you start changing bodies, like the moment you go from not having hips to looking like Kim Kardashian, I just think that's like where a little bit of the line is crossed. Like, but as opposed to like maybe just like realizing that, oh, you have a pimple, let me just like smooth it out.
Yeah,
I don't know. Exactly. I think there's a slight difference to like, yeah, there's a slight difference to face tuning and then like just changing what you
like touching things up. But then some people may agree with us there. Some people also may say like, you should be able to take a photo of yourself and be happy with who you are. And that's fair enough. Like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion about this sort of stuff.
Definitely.
It's just interesting to speak about it and like the experiences that people have with regards to it.
Yeah.
So basically, I think in summary, social media with boyfriends, I've only ever had a problem with like if it's actually someone that we know and potentially could be sending the wrong message to them.
Speaking about boyfriends, another big thing that is going around is obviously OnlyFans.
Yes.
So to start off, do you have an OnlyFans?
No, I do not.
Just checking.
Do you have an OnlyFans that I don't know about?
I don't have an OnlyFans.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I don't have an OnlyFans, no. What is your thoughts on boyfriends or girlfriends? The OnlyFans.
What, like subscribing to OnlyFans or having OnlyFans?
Well, I mean both.
I think it's very much like specific to your type of relationship. Like I know there will be some guys that wouldn't want their girlfriends making money off of like and like showing their body to other boys or girls. But I don't, it doesn't bother me. I think it's great that finally anyone who wants to do it can sort of make money off of something that has been shamed for a very long time. I personally wouldn't do it, but that's just me. But I don't sit here like judging other people. It does surprise me though, some people that do it. You're like, wow, I wouldn't think that you would be doing
that. You do it? Really? Yeah.
Any more opinion?
I think I'm all for OnlyFans. I 100%. I mean, each to their own. I personally don't think, I mean, never say never, but I don't think for now I would have one. But I'm all for girls or guys or whoever having an account. And I'm also definitely pro, and this is going to be a shock, I'm definitely pro boyfriends subscribing to OnlyFans accounts, because I prefer, I know the look that you're giving me right now.
Yeah.
I prefer OnlyFans to porn, to Pornhub.
Fair point.
Because the money that,
those,
you know, like Pornhub, I mean, the things that have come out with like,
they've just had,
minors and
all
of that, I prefer. That I was actually speaking to my boyfriend the other day and I was saying, once again, there's that fine line. No, I do not want him subscribing to the girl that we
see out and about.
But if he subscribed to like Alana Rhodes, someone like that, someone who I'd much rather have him be on OnlyFans.
But I would just be a bit peeved off like any time he said like, oh yeah, like, oh no, I can't go for dinner with you because I'm broke. Not that I expect my boyfriend to pay, but then he's paying a subscription when he could be getting
that
free.
That would be an issue. But I would much rather have him do that than him be on the porn. Personally,
true. Okay.
I think I'm definitely. I mean, no, I'm not like for. I'm not like paying for my boyfriend's subscription to.
No. These,
but I would much rather have him be on the OnlyFans personally.
Yeah. Okay.
But it would also have to be like transparent if I found out that he had it.
Yeah, I think that's the key to it, is like just knowing. That's the key to, I would say, like most healthy relationships. It's just honesty. Like
100%, yeah, like open communication.
Like even, yeah, just be honest, because things hurt way more when you find out through someone else, or like in a, not just like by him or her telling you something. So yeah, just be honest about it.
Yeah. So in summary, yeah, I think we don't have OnlyFans, but we're definitely for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
We support it.
Yeah.
Go get your coin. Do what you have
to do. Yeah, exactly. You know, like I just think, like you were saying, Pornhub, it has proven to not have the right procedures to ensure that, like, the videos that are going up there are, like, not, like, actually minors. Just sex trafficking. Yeah, minors and sex trafficking and stuff. So, I mean, we've all seen, well, anyone who's in Cape Town will know how easy it is to put a video up on Pornhub from the one incident that happened a couple years ago,
yeah,
with a video of a teacher going up without her consent. So yeah, I think at least OnlyFans, unless you're doing it through an agency or something, you're in control.
Yeah,
you're never going to be put in situations definitely. You don't want to be put in.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, then I think that wraps that up, and we'll get into our last segment, which is TikTok times. Yeah. And on this episode, we decided we're going to do play like a game. So we've got a list of TikTokers, and we're basically going to be describing how we think they would smell. Yeah.
And you might think we're crazy 22-year-olds talking about how an 18-year-old would smell, but...
Just hear us out. And if you agree or disagree, let us know on our Instagram page, grwmpod.
Yes.
And let us know what you think. So Kate, let's start us off. Who's the first TikToker on the list?
Oh, I quickly first want to just say the inspiration for this sort of came with, like, I saw a TikTok where it was actually not, like, it was mean. It was a TikTok saying, like, which TikTokers, that the specific person that made the TikTok, thinks smell bad. So we're not gonna offend anyone. This is like,
try not to.
Yeah, this isn't, we're not doing like saying they smell bad. Okay, so Max, you can kick it off. The notorious, infamous Vinnie Hacker.
Vinnie Hacker, wow, Kate's blushing.
You're also blushing.
No, it's just hot in here.
No, it actually Vinny is seriously hot in here.
Although Vinny is always in the shower.
Yeah.
When I think of Vinny, I think of, first of all, my first thought is like Calvin Klein spray. You know that spray, Calvin Klein?
Oh, yes.
That just comes to mind.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know if he does, but I get a cigarette smell from
Yes, I get a tobacco that's covered up.
A little,
yes,
with the cover up of a Calvin Klein.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen a video of him smoking.
Yeah, so shame we actually.
So I shouldn't say that. Maybe he doesn't smoke, but that's just the vibe I'm getting.
I you know those guys, you give them a hug and it's just nicotine and like cologne.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting from him. I'm getting like a little bit
like almost a surfer boy type smell.
Yeah.
Skater boy. He's a skater boy.
More of a skater boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. That's Vinny.
I'm so sorry if that's not
Vinny. Vinny, I'm really sorry if you don't
smell. Okay. Okay. Just to carry on with the boys. Bryce Hall.
Oh.
You smell him before you see him.
100%.
It's a lot of cologne.
A lot.
And vape.
I'm getting
a fruity vape.
Yeah. I'm getting like watermelon. Maybe it's like a watermelon vape. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's like a mint.
Mm-hmm.
No? What kind of flavor?
No. Mint.
Really? Or like what are the other flavors? Like,
I don't know. Okay, strawberry. We both aren't smokers or vapers or whatever.
I get, and this is no shade, but just because he's always gymming, I'm getting a little bit of a pre-workout sweaty kind of smell, like a
testosterone, just a little bit of a,
that he's always been active, not sweaty, just a touch of a something.
If you get really close,
maybe just a sweaty little upper lip,
but it almost adds to the cologne.
Yes, and then a cologne, and then that vapey kind of smell.
He's blowing fatty ghosts.
He's blowing O's. Yeah, I think that's him.
Yeah. I would just like to say, and I think as the episodes progress, we will realize that I am a bit of a granny. I'm probably going to be called the mom of the podcast or whatever. I listened to a podcast on vaping, and please, kids, I know you think it's better than cigarettes, but there's a lot of studies that say it's not. And apparently the fruity flavors that we all love, I've had a couple puffs, I've hit a vape. The fruity flavors that everyone loves are apparently the worst for you. So just be careful, okay? Just be careful.
Okay, next one. Oh, I had a bit of a voice break there. Do you hear that?
Cut that. Cena's, we just did Bryce. It's very...
Let's do a goal.
Addison, his girlfriend.
Addison, yes.
We both agreed on this.
We said that she is giving us Gucci.
An expensive, Gucci mature. Bloom. Yeah.
Maybe even one of the Chanel number.
Something you wouldn't expect someone her age. I think she's the same age.
She's as 20.
Yeah, so I'm she's around sure. our age.
She's, I think she's a year younger than us.
Yeah, so something you wouldn't expect someone her age. Oh, KKW. Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She strikes me as the type of girl that like has a smell. Like, yes, if you're friends with her, you know
and
her
she
smell.
Always smells good.
And she...
And her hair, I know.
Her hair smells nice.
She did a promotion with L'Oreal Elvive. I bought that shampoo. And oh my word, I don't think it's the best for your hair, but it smells insane.
Yeah, no, she strikes me as someone, when she walks in the room, she smells good, and she always smells good.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, that was easy.
Okay, we can do James Charles.
Oh, Sister James. Sister James for me.
I mean, and also to be fair, he's not really a TikToker, but we just thought it would be fun.
He is... He's more of a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Sister and, James is giving me, first of all, hair gel. I'm getting hair gel.
Yeah, hairspray.
I'm also getting that Morphe setting spray.
Yeah.
You know, he's giving me, Sister James is giving me a bit of like a Hugo Boss, maybe, like a cologne.
I don't think cologne.
You don't think cologne, really?
I think something more feminine, maybe.
Really? I think he smells.
He smells nice.
Oh,
I just
he
know.
Definitely smells nice. Yes. And also, I'm Sister James gives me like Colgate. Like he's always got a mint in his mouth.
Yes, like he's always clean.
Always clean. Sister James doesn't sweat. There's no Sister Sweaty James. That's not a thing.
Yeah,
no, definitely. He's clean.
I actually don't know though. Like based on his cologne,
you think he's just like a deer? What kind of?
No, like maybe. More like
I don't know, but I know he's got the
he
gel.
Smells nice.
He smells good.
Yeah, and it's like that. I like that combination of like gel and like you know when it all meshes together to 100%. Create a very signature scent.
100%.
Okay,
that's good old Sister James stuff.
Okay, and. The next one, we're going to do Cynthia Parker because this is where the root of this idea came from. In the TikTok that I watched, and it's really mean, this girl basically said she thinks Cynthia Parker is one of those girls that's just smelly. Okay? And I would like to counter that. I think she is an Armani seagull.
I think she smells good.
I think she's an Armani sea, and anyone who's worn that perfume knows, like, two spritz of that and you smell good for weeks. Like, that stuff doesn't wash off
of you. She strikes me as a girl who's just on the run, busy. She's maybe throws on some sweats, but she's smelling good.
Yeah.
I don't think I take that back.
I think it's quite mean.
I think it's mean. I think she smells good. I don't think she smells bad at all. I'd happily sit next to
like
her.
Like, maybe because I think she used to be a dancer. Maybe they meant, like, you know when, like, girls are dancers and then they're, like, quickly running from, like, dance to, like, dinner or whatever. And then they sort of have that, like, Bio smile, but like
I don't think so.
Yeah, she's always very put together, so like why would she not put on a little bit of perfume?
100%.
Okay, and the last Novak. We have to
No neck.
Shame, that's so mean.
That's so
I think he's a 212, like a like one of those colognes that like you, it smells like he's just got out the shower, but he puts a lot on.
Yeah.
Like you smell him from a distance.
Yeah, he strikes me as a shower boy. Like he showers in the morning, he gyms, he showers after his gym.
Yeah.
He goes the whole day, he showers. Like
And he's worried about smelling good.
He showers before he gets into bed at night. Like he's like, I'm picturing him being like a 3 shower a day kind of guy. Not like wasting water, but just like a 3. He's conscious of the fact that he doesn't want to smell.
I don't know. Like, I don't see him wearing like a spicy smelling cologne. Yeah. I really think it's like a Hugo Boss.
Yeah, Hugo
Boss. A 212. Something. Maybe.
Maybe like a Ralph Lauren. I don't know. Something like
even
that.
Even like a, I don't know, Paco Rabanne Million.
I don't know. I just think
it's, it's fresh.
Yep. Yeah. And it's
constant. It's a lot of it.
Yeah.
He maybe even takes like a little spritz
with him on the go. Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Well, okay. The next one was Charlie.
Is this our last one?
Charlie D'Amelio.
Yeah.
But shall we do Dixie? Snow's girlfriend.
Yeah. Let's do the sisters. Let's put them in one go.
Mm. Okay.
Charlie, I think, you know, she's young. I think she is one of those Victoria's Secret sprays. She's on the go. She's got a lot of stuff on.
Yeah.
I don't think she's an Alison. I don't think she's with the like Gucci's. I think she could be just one of those body mist kind of sprays.
Yeah, but it's like she still smells nice.
Oh no, she smells divine.
But it's not necessarily like.
But it's more of a. It's less of a mature smell.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's more of just a body spray.
Yeah.
I think personally, and Dixie.
She's like a very like. Doesn't like on the go, like doesn't really care too much, so like
I'm getting like just a Dior kind of thing.
Yeah, she I think maybe not
a spray.
She's one of those girls that maybe like
maybe she just doesn't
necessarily put on like a nice perfume every time, but it like when she gets ready and like goes out for dinner, like she potentially like wears like a really nice perfume.
Yeah, she strikes me as someone who's more of a like a deodorant.
She's very like low maintenance.
Yeah, very simple.
Yeah,
like a deodorant, not really a spray, but when she needs to spray, and when she does need to, that spray is good.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but it's good.
Yeah, definitely.
That was fun. I'm
okay. Yeah, are we weird? I'm like 22 talking about like what 16-year-olds smell like. Is that weird?
A little weird, a little creepy, but hopefully not.
Cut that section.
Just edit that out. I keep saying that, but I'm the
you
one
are,
editing.
You are.
I have to edit it.
Yo, guys, if there's ever a feud like Call It Daddy, Max did do most of the work. I just arrive, I have my verbal diarrhea.
I'm carrying the team, and it's only episode 2. But okay. I have to say this before we end. I was saying to my boyfriend about being a good partnership, like we were talking, and I was saying something about like Kate, you're talking about, you know, saying like, you know, Kate and I are good business partners. When we filmed our first episode, I was running late and I hadn't told Kate yet because I didn't want to seem unprofessional. I wanted to make sure that I was taking business seriously. And my boyfriend kept on saying to me like, you need to message her, and I was like, no, I'm just gonna wait. And I get this message from Kate saying like she's running late, and I was just like, bitch, I haven't even left my house. Like, and I just said, I was like, why we're good business partners, because we're on the same wavelength.
We're
both late. Like, it just like it just works well. So thank goodness we're not too early, and today we're all on time, so it's all good.
I'm usually on time. I pride myself for being on time. I feel like you say you're a late person, but you always arrive on time. So maybe
I'm always
behind the scenes, you're like,
running. My car is always full. I've always got bags and stuff with me, but I think I'm like a 5 or 2 minutes late. Not like an early bird.
I'm an early bird.
Yeah, you're better.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's everything for today.
Yeah, this week.
I hope you guys enjoy your week. And yeah. Stay tuned for next week for our third episode.
Yeah, do all the usual things. Subscribe, rate,
leave a review. And hopefully we'll have, once again, millions of views and DMs to go through. And once again, make sure to follow our Instagram and send through any topics that you would like us to discuss
or questions. If you even just have like a funny story or
advice, we've been wanting we think we're so good, but we've been wanting to give advice.
Don't listen to it, but we will give our opinion on anything.
And please remember that everything will be anonymous, so you don't have to be scared. We might look intimidating, but we're not.
Yeah, we probably got more embarrassing stories to 100%. Reveal. Anyway,
enjoy the week.